Hey everybody. So this is day two of my 50-day countdown to my 50-kilometer race. And I just wanted to talk about not showing up. So basically I have one rest day a week. I don't want to even get into how that's good or not good because for me it's good. And so I had a rest day on Wednesday. And then Thursday, I had just so much to do. I got up early, I messed around for 2.5 hours, and then finally, suddenly, it was time to go to meet one of my sons and his wife. And we hung out, and it was really nice. And then I had to come home and take care of my little grandson, and that was really nice too. And then time went on and time went on, and then I was going to go do another errand. And it was all about family, and it was all really great. And at the end of the day, I looked at myself and I said, you know, it's really good. You went with the flow. Whatever the flow wanted, whatever the universe was asking you, you said yes, and that was really great. But, you know, another son had offered to take care of the grandson while I went to the gym for an hour, and someone else had said, come with me now, and it was 10:30 p.m. And I didn't. I didn't say yes. And I regret it, but not in that way. I regret it because it was, well, no, actually, I don't regret it because it was a real learning experience. And what was that learning experience? That learning experience was training to do a 50-kilometer race, or preparing to become a parent, or preparing for a job that you really want, or moving through a marriage that has ups and downs, or caring for a child who is not, you know, the child that you thought they were, or any of the challenges and difficulties that we go through in life need to be approached with very strong self-discipline. And so, yes, there was a way that I could have done it. I could have got up earlier and gone out. I could have taken the offers that were given to me and done it. I could have taken that necessity, that program that I had of an hour easy run and shoulders and back. I could have taken that opportunity to say, okay, how can I be stronger? How can I be more disciplined? How can I be more focused? And if I'm doing that, and if I'm talking to myself about being focused and being disciplined and doing it, even though I don't think I have time, or even if I don't want to, or even if everything is happening that it feels to me that it's conspiring against me, if I can still do it in spite of that, then I've forged some strength in me that I might need when I'm running at my 35 kilometer, and I know that I have 15 more to do, or whatever the number is. So just as life imitates basically everything, so does everything imitate life. So when it gets back to why am I training to do this ridiculous jaunt through the desert, words are powerful, so I probably shouldn't say that. But it's, I guess the reason I'm using the word ridiculous is because it's funny. Like my grandson would say, it's funny. It's funny that I would want to do that, and it's hilarious, and it's so kind of absurd, and at the same time so beautiful and so challenging and difficult, and that imitates life. Doing something like that, or wanting to do it, or actually going out and doing it, or planning for it, imitates the craziness of life. So I learned from that. At the same time, there's a certain thing called flexibility. So I did actually have a 4-hour run plan today, and I did an hour and a half because my family's visiting and they're important to me. So I went and visited with one son, and then I decided to fit in my running with the visit. So I left their place, and I ran home. So that was 10K. That was a little bit of what I was supposed to be doing. And then I just switched everything around. So I would rather be flexible and switch things around than just not do something and then regret it. So flexibility is again. So what am I learning? I'm learning discipline, really important. Flexibility, really important. And these are things that are about physical training, but also about mental training. Discipline, mental discipline. Don't give up. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't blame anything else for what happened. Remember that how you feel about something is precisely that. It's how you feel about it, and you can change it. You can change your dreams, you can change your thoughts, you can change your emotions. The only things you can't change a lot of the time is your physical reality. And as I'm running through the desert, I won't be able to change the sun shining down or whatever the weather's doing or a stone in front of me, but I can definitely change how I think about it, how I feel like it, how I feel about it, and what I'm doing to overcome it. So discipline, mental and physical, but also flexibility, mental and physical. If you're not flexible physically, then you're gonna really wreck your joints running. If you're flexible and playful and you like to jump and play and run about and skip, then you're probably gonna be a better runner. If you're flexible emotionally and mentally, then you'll be able to get through harder things than if you're very stiff and rigid and you have certain ideas about how the world should unfold, because usually the world doesn't unfold how you wanted it. The world unfolds in a very beautiful and mysterious manner, but it's usually not exactly how you wanted it. It's usually a game of snakes and ladders, and you get up there and then you get back down again, and then you get back up and then you get back down again, just like hill repeats. So another thing I was thinking about today when I was running was the lady that suddenly appeared and said, "Run for your life." And I think we are running for our lives. I think everyone who's out there running is exactly running for their life, because we run to stay healthy physically and mentally. And we run to keep ourselves human and to keep alive. So I'm glad that she reminded me that for me, when I'm running for my life. For my life, to keep my life, to keep my life good, to keep myself whole, to keep myself entwined with nature. My favorite runs are those when I run up to the mountain like I did today. I ran up from downtown, I ran up the mountain, and suddenly I was in a forest. There was mud and some snow and rocks and twigs, and there was fulfillment in that, and there was joy as I looked around at it. And then one more thing that I was thinking about was running for those who can't. So there's a concept of praying as we run for either those who are having difficulties or for ourselves or for the, world being in a better place or whatever it is. And a lot of times the theme that's come up for me is running for those who can't. So those who are ill or those who are physically incapable of running. And as I was running through downtown today, I saw everyone was out. It was like a family day and, holidays. And I saw a family walking along, and there was a woman who was old. I don't know how old, but she was old, and she had a very, very twisted body. So she was hunched over her walker. And I thought, she's doing exactly what I'm doing. I might be running up the hill, but she's going for a walk with her family, and it's probably much more painful for her doing what she's doing, and she probably needs way more calories than I do. But good on her and good on her family that they're out there, walking. And then finally, my musings. I've noticed since I've been pretty pretty intensively journaling my experiences of running every day. And I'm definitely noticing that there's an influence of the moon on how I feel when I'm running. So just about 2 days before the full moon, I always feel really grumpy and really unmotivated and just not great. The moon gets full and I still feel like that. And then suddenly, about a day or two after the full moon, when it's waning, I just feel so good. So it's interesting. I don't know what effect the moon has on me specifically. I know that I'm definitely more of a sun person, and I don't know how that comes into play, but I feel like the fullness of the moon brings all of my emotions out, and I don't think I'm a good runner when I'm being too emotional. I think I'm a better runner when I'm just like someone just told me, a little happy bubble floating through the drama. I need to be that person. I need to be that runner.